Now, mini cabinets, the ability to levy an overnight tax on tourists in a local area, and the ability to consider local property tax variations of up to 50% are among a number of potential changes to local democracy which have been shared with councillors. The Association of Irish Local Government has been shown a number of emerging recommendations which could form part of the final report of the Local Democracy Task Force, which is due to report to the government in the coming weeks. In the presentation, which has been seen by the Irish Examiner, councillors have been told the task force report could recommend existing council oversight groups could be replaced with new elected members' bodies called Council Oversight and Governance Committees. And also, they could change the local property tax by increasing it up to 50% or down by 15%, and that measures be explored to ensure elected members have the adequate administrative and secretarial support to effectively discharge their statutory oversight and representative roles. And that is part of it. There may also be the possibility that local authorities or councillors will be able to introduce a tourist tax, an overnight visitor charge, and apply transport demand management measures where approved. This overnight and congestion charge would give councils more discretionary funding. And that's the key word here, more funding to enable more decision making at a local level, more power effectively, because with money comes power. Kerry councillor Jackie Healy-Ray is an AILG delegate and he's with me on the line. Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Jerry, and to all your listeners.
Now, I don't think you're going to be opposing a tourist tax tomorrow morning, but what do you make of these recommendations, first of all? And first of all, how important is it that this report is taken seriously and that something changes? Because I think every one of our councillors I've spoken to have complained over the last couple of years about the weaning and waning powers that you have and the lack of ability you have to make changes in what you see needs to be changed at a local level. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely, Jerry. I very much welcome the Local Democracy Task Force that was set up over 12 months ago now under Minister John Cummins' stewardship. And I suppose, most importantly, we have five elected councillors, three from AILG and two from LAMA, who are the two representative bodies of local authority members across the country, sitting on the task force. That task force was set up and split into four different groups, which looked at four different areas of local authority, such as the structures, the funding models, the functions of local authorities, and the governance and accountability. Most recently, at our AILG meeting in Athlone in January, we got a kind of insight into the emerging recommendations. These are by no means set in stone or the ones that are going to happen, but these are the sort of recommendations that have emerged out of the pillar groups that are now back with the task force to be discussed, debated, and kind of teased out further with the rest of the task force members. So, yes, Jerry, I fully believe that local authorities need to be given back the powers to do what local authorities do best, which is the day-to-day running of the counties. It is up to national government, Jerry, to look at the national priorities of the country. But one of the emerging recommendations would be to strengthen local authorities further in the roles that they play, to prioritise the consideration of enhanced or expanded functions in service areas where local authorities already play a significant role, such as housing, roads, transportation. They are the day-to-day things that local authorities are always doing, but often, Jerry, we're not given the flexibility to do it where we might want to do it. For far too long, local authority funding is very much grant-based. You get a grant for doing X, and God forbid, if you wanted to sort of kind of deviate towards Y, you can't, because the grant is for one specific thing, and that's it. It can't change. So I suppose if we can get greater flexibility in that, it would be very much welcome. And there's other things, Jerry, such as, you know, the functions of local authority, mandating government departments and public bodies to engage on a statutory footing with local authorities, which I think is for far too long overdue. Because if you look at some state bodies, which are often coming for criticism on your program, programme here, Gerry, the likes of Uisce Éireann, where we sometimes feel like there's a complete communication breakdown between local authorities and the likes of Uisce Éireann, just as an example. I'm not trying to pick on them, but like that they would be have to have a mandatory statutory engagement forum with local authorities. And I think that's something that would be hugely welcomed by councillors across the country.
What about the power to raise money? What about a tourism tax?
Yes.
Or to vary the local property tax, you know, more than you can vary it thus far?
Yeah, I feel sometimes that there's too much emphasis placed by government on the local property tax. Tis the case of, oh, we'll throw that down to the councillors, we'll allow them to vary it by whatever, increase in the tax on family homes. I don't believe that that's a sustainable, proper funding model, and kind of giving us the flexibility to raise that by 50%, I don't think is the answer. Would I be opposed to a better tourist tax? I mean, Gerry, if you look at, there was a story on Radio Kerry's news recently that 2.8 million people visited MPWS sites in Kerry. And just say if those 2.8 million people had stayed in Kerry, if they all gave a euro on what you'd call a bed tax, that's 2.8 million. I don't think that would be unreasonable, to be honest, on the face of it. Again, it would have to be teased out.
It's in place in several different countries right throughout Europe and right throughout the world.
Absolutely. Anybody that's ever been
to the local government.
Exactly. I remember being in America one time and you'd be staying in your hotel and you'd see the I think they'd call it a local tax or something like that, but basically for tourists who are coming to the area. But like just a simple measure like that, Gerry, like the 2.8 million people that visited MPWS sites, I'm sure they probably spent a night in Kerry if there was a euro. Just take that's 2.8. Like the local authority can do an awful lot of work with 2.8 million euros, as long as it's managed and spent right. And if what we do need as a local authority is more discretion over the funding that we have to spend where the elected members and the executive of the council feel like it should be spent. And I think that's something that we need greater autonomy and flexibility to be able to do. And I would hope that when the task force, which, to be fair, has come along and has been working at great speed, some people have been critical of the speed that it's being done, but I would welcome it, because for far too long, local authorities waited. If you look at the Moorhead report that we had a number of years ago, that was in play, that was knocking around for years and years before any of the measures were implemented. So I very much welcome the kind of work-like fashion that this is being done, the pace at which it's being done at, and I would
hope
that...
Is it going to lead to real change, though, Councillor Leary, in the time we've left? Is it going to lead to real change? Because we have one of the most centralised governance systems in all of Europe, possibly even the world. All the power is in Dublin. In order to get this to happen, you have to wrest the power from perhaps maybe the permanent government or the government in Dublin and give it to local authorities. When the rubber hits the road on this, who's going to give up that power voluntarily? Nobody. Or will they be forced to do it?
Gerry, I would hope that it would. I believe that we have a very good Minister for Local Government in John Cummins. He was elected at a very young age to a local authority and spent a lot of time in Waterford's City Council and County Council. And I do believe that he has councillors' best interests in mind, and in working in conjunction with the members of AILG and LAMA who represent councillors throughout the country, I do believe that we will see change following this recommendation. Even if you take it one thing here, Gerry, that's being proposed around funding models as well, that the revenue share for motor tax to be retained by local authorities, you know, that's a recommendation that's being better. That would be very welcome, Gerry. And again, give us autonomy over that funding as to how and where we want to spend it. So I would be very hopeful. I believe that the task force is doing very good work. I believe that the final meeting of the task force is going to be the end of this month, and the minister will be given the recommendations after that. And I am confident that the minister won't wait around, that we will see meaningful change over the next number of months.
Would you be brave enough at the local level to make those decisions if they were unpopular about raising raising fees, raising taxes at a local level?
Again, Jerry, it's a discussion that we'd have to have. I don't believe, on the face of it, that being given the flexibility to raise the local property tax by 50% is the...
If you're given power to raise money, would you raise it?
I'm talking to you there about what they're talking about, the bed tax. I believe if somebody's staying in hotels in Kerry were to pay a euro on top, I don't think that's unreasonable. And I think that would raise significant funding. €1 on a bed, I believe that would raise significant money for the county. And if you have buses of American tourists coming in to places like Killarney and Dingle and places like that, and they paid an extra euro, that's not going to be the difference between them coming here or not. And again, it's something that they're used to within their own countries anyway. But I certainly don't believe, you know, Jerry, I've been a strong opponent to raising of the local property tax in Kerry County Council over the 6 years that I've been there. I don't believe that that's the answer, but there is a lot of other proposed measures around funding models here that would greatly help local authorities and give them greater flexibility too.
Okay, all right, Councillor Jack Healy-Ray, thanks very much for talking to us about that. If you have a view on it, get in touch. What do you think? That task force is going to be reporting shortly. We'll see where it goes from there. More power for local councillors.